Good morning, everybody. Great to see you all here today. If you have a Bible with you, please turn to Daniel chapter 6. We've had some fun with it, and now we're going to try to find out what it has to say to our lives. Let us come to God in prayer, then we'll have a look at Daniel 6 together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your grace and mercy to us, and that you have saved us through your Son, the Lord Jesus. And you've provided us not just salvation, which is great as in itself, which is enough in itself, but you've also provided us with your scriptures that we might grow in our faith in Jesus and live more of our lives for you. So, Father, I pray that as we look at Daniel chapter 6, that your Spirit may work in our hearts. Give us eyes to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear, and help us to grow in faith in Jesus. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One night in 1887, at an evangelistic meeting of the famous American evangelist Dwight L. Moody in Brockton, Massachusetts, a young man who had responded to the gospel invitation that night stood up to testify about his confidence of salvation. After speaking for a few moments and showing them that he didn't really know much about the Bible or the Christian faith, he said, "I'm not quite sure." By this he meant that he wasn't really certain that God would save him from his sins. And then he continued, "But I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey." Meaning that he planned to trust God for his salvation and do what he could to obey God's will. The song leader on that night, Daniel Towner, was so impressed with those words, "I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey," that he wrote the words down and sent them to his friend John Samus, a hymn writer, who used them to write the well-known hymn, "Trust and Obey," which is still sung today. The main words of this hymn, "Trust and Obey," express very clearly the essence of what the joyful life of following Jesus is all about. Trusting in Jesus. Trusting in Jesus' perfect sacrifice on the cross for forgiveness and peace with God every day, and responding to God's grace and mercy in Jesus in every circumstance of life by faithful obedience of God's will and words. In other words, living a life of faith and no compromise towards how God wants us to live and how he shows us to live in his word, the Bible. God knows we are all imperfect. He has dealt with that through Jesus' death once and for all. So he wants us to trust him and be focused on living lives of no compromise to sin, lives of no compromise to obeying his will. These words, "trust and obey," sum up aptly the life of the Old Testament prophet Daniel, as he lived out his life in the foreign pagan culture or cultures of the Babylonians and then the Persian Medes. Despite the difficulties of living differently from everyone around him, because he was a Jew, living differently from everyone around him who followed the ways of the dominant pagan culture, Daniel prospered for 50 years through many different kings and two different kingdoms. First the Babylonian Empire and then the kingdom of the Persian Medes, which had defeated the Babylonians. Throughout this time, he had been serving in the upper echelon of power in the different kings' administrative centres. He managed to persevere in his administrative service of the kings because he was honest and faithful to the kings, and because God had given him power and wisdom through his Holy Spirit. His life would have been difficult as his lifestyle stood out amongst the Babylonians and Persian Medes. But he managed to persevere in his life as an exile. However, the day would come when his faithfulness to God would get him into serious trouble. Daniel trusted God and was fully devoted to God, and we see this in the well-known story of Daniel and the lion's den, when the day finally came for him to pay for his allegiance to God. as a high-ranking court official, there were many other ambitious officials who would be happy to get Daniel out of the way so they could be promoted. So when the new king of the Persian Medes, King Darius, chose Daniel to be one of the three administrators to oversee the 120 satraps or governors of the provinces of the empire, and then talked of making him the sole administrator over the whole empire, the other administrators and officials gathered together to conspire to orchestrate his death. To achieve this, they pitted Daniel's faithfulness to God against his loyalty to the king. They tricked the king into making a law that no one in the kingdom could pray to any god or man except the king for 30 days, knowing that Daniel would break this law because his faithfulness to his God was more important to him than his allegiance to the king. Look at verses 6 and 7 where the conspirators are speaking to King Darius. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, Your Majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. They urged King Darius to proclaim this edict. Then after King Darius had proclaimed the decree, they immediately invaded Daniel's privacy by spying on him to catch him praying, and then went and reported it to the king to force him to comply with his new decree and sentence Daniel to death in the lion's den. They trapped King Darius, the most powerful man in the empire, with his own decree. So he is forced to reluctantly to sentence Daniel to the lion's den. As for Daniel, he was caught between his allegiance to God and his loyalty to the king. When Daniel heard that the decree had been proclaimed, he responded according to his normal way of life. He trusted God and demonstrated it by going to his home immediately to bring his concerns to God in prayer. For Daniel trusted God in his life, and this was expressed in his daily practice of coming to God in prayer, morning, noon, and night. Three times a day, he expressed his trust in God by kneeling at a window facing Jerusalem and bringing his praise and thanks and concerns to God in prayer. He faced Jerusalem because that was the city of the Lord, the place where the Lord had placed his name and from where his salvation would come in the future. Daniel trusted that God would be with him as he was cast into the lion's den. He had most probably heard the king's lions roar in victory as they had executed enemies of the king countless times before. He knew God had rescued his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, from the fiery furnace. He knew that God was not obligated to rescue him. Daniel was 70 years old by this stage. 70 years old. And God had been with him through all the difficulties of life as an exile in a foreign pagan land. Now was the time when Daniel would pay for his steadfast faithfulness to God. But as he faced the pit of lions, he wasn't disappointed. Not because God rescued him from the jaws of the lions, but was with him in his time of greatest need. God was with him in the lion's den. God didn't abandon Daniel. He was faithful to Daniel as Daniel was faithful to God. He sent his angel to be with Daniel, and the angel shut the lion's mouth. God was with Daniel and rescued him because Daniel trusted by his obedience. See this in verse 23. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den, and when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Daniel didn't compromise his faith in God. He could have stopped praying to God, as the king commanded him to do. He could have prayed in secret to God, get him out of this trouble. But both options would have been compromises in his faith towards God. They would have been acts of unfaithfulness to God, acts of disobedience. So he didn't do these things, but instead he kept praying and was obedient to God by continuing to live his life towards God as he always lived. He didn't abandon his habit of daily prayer because the pagan authorities commanded him to with the threat of death. He persisted in living his life faithful to God because he trusted in God. During the COVID pandemic, as a church, we have had to comply with restrictions on the way we behave in our church gatherings, but the restrictions have been for good, logical reasons to limit the potential spread of the COVID virus. Our compliance to the restrictions are an expression of love for our neighbours as we put their physical welfare and health before the way we choose to worship. But just imagine if the government, for no logical reason, for no good reason, made it illegal for Christians to pray anywhere and at any time, including at church, with strict punishments. Just imagine if they brought that law in here in Western Australia. What would you do then? Would you stop praying or pray in secret? Or would you continue to pray as Daniel did, openly? Would you stop living a faithful life to God as he's shown you how to in the Bible? Or would you trust Jesus and continue to obey God's will and word in the way you live your life as a follower of Jesus? Would you do this even knowing that someone could spy on you and report you to the authorities that you were praying? Now, this situation may arise in the future. It's arisen in other countries, the USSR, China, Romania, other places, where Christians have been persecuted for being Christian, for belonging to Jesus. We hope it doesn't happen here. However, in the meantime, there are many things God wants us to do as we trust him and obey him according to what he teaches us in the Bible. As followers of Jesus, we will need to focus on those things and live lives of no compromise for Jesus. And as we do so, we can be confident and comforted that whatever difficulties and trouble we go through in the future because of our faith in Jesus, that God will be present with us all. And even if we should suffer the ultimate affliction of having our earthly lives taken from us for Jesus, we know that God will rescue us when it really counts, when we face final spiritual death on the day of judgment. God will raise us up to life in the great resurrection of his people. Well, Daniel was rescued from the lion's den, but I don't think it was so much for Daniel's benefit as for the benefit of King Darius. For Daniel's future was secure with God, regardless of whether he died in the lion's den or sometime later, as he too will be raised to life on the final day of judgment. But for King Darius, it was very significant that Daniel, who trusted in the living God, was rescued from the lions. King Darius was on Daniel's side, for he knew Daniel was faithful to him and could be trusted, for he was honest. In verse 16, we see King Darius expressing the very beginnings of a weak faith in Daniel's God as he utters a prayer for Daniel's safety. In verse 16, it says, "So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, 'May your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you.'" This was like a beginning prayer. He was speaking to Daniel, but he was also appealing to God to rescue Daniel. King Darius was beginning to be open to Daniel's God. Then after a sleepless night, King Darius hurried to the lion's den to see if the living God had rescued Daniel. So God responded to King Darius by showing King Darius that he was indeed the living God who could rescue Daniel from the lion's den. God rescued Daniel to strengthen the fledgling faith of the pagan king of the Persian Medes. And from the words of King Darius, after Daniel was rescued, it appears that his faith in the living God had been strengthened, for he declared that Daniel's God was the living God, who lives forever, who has power to rescue his people, and that all people should honour him. Verses 26 and 27, it says, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Sounds like the words of a man who was beginning to have faith in the living God. Daniel lived a life of trust and obedience towards his God. And King Darius could clearly see this, and it had an effect on him. So when Daniel continued to trust in God and obey God, even when he faced death because of his allegiance to God, Darius was watching to see if Daniel's God was truly the living God. In our lives, as followers of Jesus, we need to continue to live faithful lives to God, trusting and obeying him every day. First, because God is faithful to us, but second, because God uses our lives to reveal himself to other people as the faithful and true living God. When we keep on trusting God in our most difficult times, God uses our lives to grow faith in the lives of other people around us as they see our faith in God. The main point of the story of Daniel and the lion's den is the call and encouragement to live lives of trust and obedience in our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Daniel trusted and obeyed God, even in the lion's den. Everyone who has faith in the living God, everyone who trusts in Jesus and lives their lives differently from those around them because of their faith in Jesus, are likely to face difficulties and trouble from some people who don't believe in Jesus. But God will definitely be with us in our suffering and trouble because of our faith in Jesus. God will be with each of us as we trust in Jesus and obey what he teaches us in the scriptures. He'll strengthen and comfort us through the difficulties we face. God may not rescue us or save us from the troubles we go through in our earthly lives. We may even face physical death for Jesus. But God will certainly rescue us from our greatest threat, spiritual death, on the day of judgment, when he raises us to new physical life forever in the general resurrection. Moreover, as we live lives of no compromise, trusting and obeying God as much as we possibly can, he will use our lives to draw other people to faith in Jesus. So I encourage us all today, myself included, to make trusting in Jesus and faithfully obeying his will in the way you live your life the priority every day. Trust and obey. Have no compromise as you follow Jesus. And God will be with us all through our lives, and he will definitely rescue us from our greatest enemies, sin and death, and give us eternal life with him forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great story of Daniel. What a shining example of your faith that you want us all to have, the trust that you want us to have in you, demonstrated by his obedience. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who we can trust. I pray that in our lives each day, and when we become into difficult times, you may help us to continue to trust in you For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.